Thanks a lot, Mr. Ambassador. Thanks a lot for giving me the floor. First of all, I would like to begin by thanking all the panelists for these informative panel discussions. All the information they have provided are really first-class information that will certainly shape the way member states think about this process. I have two questions, and of course, any of the distinguished panelists is welcome to answer any of them. The first one, I was prompted by Mr. Russell said right now that you could certainly encode the rules or principles of international humanitarian law within a software. I'm asking this question. We had this kind of discussion in one of the side events today, and I wonder how such kind of international humanitarian rules and principles could be encoded in a software, and whether this is technically possible or not. And I will be interested as well to get the feedback of Mr. Legasic on this issue. The other question I would like to ask is, if based on the what at least two panelists said right now, that these machines, autonomous machines, could be built, then why don't we take with credibility what other professors say, like Professor Hawking, for example, that artificial intelligence in the future could destroy humanity? If really these machines are, we could build such kind of machines, why don't we have to take into account that these machines in the future could endanger humanity? Thank you.